Nobody really wants a third party. You guys are full of it when you say you do. I think you want a third party. You just don't like what's happening. I have now assigned you your beliefs. Now is your time to call in and tell me I'm full of it. 651-461-9226. Of course, all of this related to the fallout of the big, beautiful bill. The Senate passed it today. It was a tie vote broken by the Vice President, J.D. Vance. Alaska Senator Murkowski voted yes, even though she has said that this bill will do a lot of damage to people all around America. She did not seem in favor of the bill, but she negotiated a bunch of carve outs for Alaskans, which is either gross or wonderful, you know, depending on if you live in Alaska. The fallout has been a call for a third party. And I have often said on this show that it would be better for America and better for conversation about issues if we had four parties. You've got the Trump Republican Party. You've got the AOC Democratic Party. But then you also could have a sort of conservative moderate and a moderate Democrat party. And maybe you can accomplish that with a Dean Phillips party in the middle. I believe that no one really is willing to do the work that it takes for a third party to take hold. America is one of the only countries in the world that has a two-party system. And there's a reason we haven't seen extra parties joining in. And I think the reason is you, that you guys don't want to do the work that it takes to have a third party. It is easier to not pay attention to politics, to not get caught up in the drama, and just vote for your team. Elon today said that he wants, well, first he said he wants to form another party. Or did he say he wanted a primary? He was going to primary anybody who voted for the big, beautiful bill. Because what we see is exactly predictable, right? All these people run for office saying that they want smaller government. And what do? Add $3 billion to the federal budget deficit. They spend. Part of that is because the federal budget is largely in military spending, Social Security, and Medicare. And who wants to cut those things? And in fact, this bill does cut Medicare spending in sort of a kind of shady, like push the bill onto the states. The states should have skin in the game. Okay, sure. Why not? So you get to say you cut spending, sort of. The reality is, and I would love to hear from people who are here in Minnesota in the Jesse Ventura era, right? Because the Jesse Ventura time is really the only serious time that a third party has had success. And I would argue that it wasn't a third party success, it was a Jesse Ventura success. And when people say they want a third party, I think politicians like Dean Phillips are being sincere. He would like a middle ground, a middle way. But I don't think most Americans are in the middle ground way. People today are cheering the creation of this alligator Alcatraz. Which personally I think is like, it's brilliant marketing, right? You get to say how tough we are and we're going to bring these illegals into this. But if they try running, the alligators in the Everglades are going to get it. I mean, is this a serious problem we have with people who are rounded up by immigration authorities and they're making a run for it? So we need to. No, it's just this happens to be on a runway with convenient access to deport people who are ruled to be here illegally. But boy, you sure look tough, don't you? So we have people cheering this sort of stuff. I think we are getting the government that we want. And it isn't what everybody wants. It's one of the things I struggle with is I am one of those boring centrists. I like a little slower progress. I would like less government spending, but I would like that to be done in a humane way. But do we really want to go through a process where you're going to have a... I mean, the only way this works is if you get a celebrity, right? You get a celebrity type, a Jesse Ventura type, that people get excited about that individual. When you think about the work of political parties, the work is like running in house races and building up a bunch of candidates to support and running in city councils. And I don't see a real willingness or a real interest in getting that done. So I think people are full of it. When they say they want a third party, it's just another way of complaining about the way that things are done, but nobody really wants to do the work. Here's what Dean Phillips said today. And I like Dean Phillips. I would vote for him today. Whatever he would run for, I would vote for Dean Phillips. When the right adds $12 trillion in debt in 6 years, the left nominates an NYC mayoral candidate who speaks of seizing the means of production. It's time for a new political movement committed to common sense. I was looking today to try to find if there is any track record of a country that was a two-party country becoming a three or four or five-party country. And the first thing that I was surprised to learn is that outside of South Africa, we're the only country with two parties. And in fact, when you look at Gallup polls and you ask people, you're like, do you want a third party? Over the last 20 years, Americans, a majority has always said they want a third party. Last time this question was asked in 2024, it was about 60% say we need a third party. And since 2005, it's always been between 50% and 60% saying we want a third party. And more of us say we're independents, but I think we're liars. I think people are not independents. You're Democrats or Republicans. It just is. Text line, lots of text coming in. I do like this text. You think we want a third party, but what we think about what you think is that your thinking is wrong about what you think we think, I think. I want a third party, says a 612-er, with Dean Phillips or some other moderate. I would have voted for Dean Phillips last election. I am not with either current party. I am with you, and I think we're in a minuscule minority. Minuscule minority. Texture says, for third or fourth parties to be viable, we need ranked choice, instant runoff voting rules. We do have a winner-take-all system that does lead itself to a two-party system, but there are countries all around the world that have, like the United Kingdom has a similar system to us, and they have about five electoral parties. India has a similar system to us. They have more than six parties. What we want is everything. We want there to be federal spending cuts, and we want more money for roads. We want the deficit and the debt to come down, but don't you dare touch my Social Security. We want our taxes to be lower, but we want the strongest military in the world. We want everything. I think we don't really want a third party. And the argument about it or the idea pushing it, I don't know. I think it's fantasy. It's fantasy. Now, I wish we had multiple parties, because that would lead to coalition building. which would force people sort of working together on issues that they're not naturally aligned on. Because I do think our parties right now are all sort of screwed up. If you were to describe what the parties are about, if you asked a guy my age or Dan Cook's age, what is the Republican Party? Dan, if I asked you, what is, define the Republican Party, what would you say?
The Republican Party today is defined by President Trump and whatever whims he has on a given day.
And if you ask someone who, like, maybe wasn't super plugged in, they would probably bring up, well, Republicans want less government, lower taxes.
All evidence to the contrary?
Yeah. I think people still believe that, right? Yeah. The Republicans are the small
government. I think
that's
the line that
capitalism
they'd
party.
Like to sell, but yeah. Smaller. I don't think the big, beautiful bill is going to result in smaller government.
They all want big government.
Yeah.
Because they all want to stay in power. And no one really cares what we want. Of course, the problem is we want everything and we don't want to pay for it. So it's sort of a non-serious conversation, I think. Lots of text coming in. I'll share some of your reaction. My belief, nobody really wants a third party. It's a bunch of BS. 651-461-9226. Drive Time back in just a minute here on CCO. All right, we are giving away Twins tickets today. It's Twins Ticket Tuesday.
Not now.
Not now. No. Four-pack of tickets for... Now, did we get the date right? Did you update the date on this? I got like four emails about this today.
That's why I made sure I copied and pasted the right date.
Saturday, July 12th against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I believe that's Byron Buxton bobblehead night.
Yeah.
So four pack of tickets when you hear the wind twist.
Not now.
But you could just buy your ticket at twins.com and then you know you're good. Dean Phillips today posting on social media. And this is not a big surprise from Dean Phillips saying that he wants to add a third party, because looking at what's going on with the big, beautiful bill, when the right adds $12 trillion in debt, the party of small government is adding $12 trillion in debt, and the left is nominating a socialist as a mayoral candidate in New York City. He says it's time for a new American political movement. I believe that no one really wants a new American political movement. Texters, it's 651-461-9226. I think this actually is a very wise statement, sort of breaking down the Dean Phillips theory. Neither AOC nor Mamdani represent mainstream Democrats. Trump and his congresspeople who voted for the texter's quote, big, ugly bill, represent Republicanism. So I think that is what's interesting, right? Like, we like to define the political parties by whoever's getting the most attention, whoever's making the most noise. And so it's easy to say, like, well, man, if the Democrats are this socialist guy who wants to freeze rent and government run grocery stores, and the Republicans are dancing and celebrating the fact that they've got this prison facility constructed in 8 days in the middle of the Everglades. Well, who is for the middle people? Who is for the regular people? And the truth is, I guess we'll see from Democrats how they do want to be defined. Because right now, and I've had to change the way I talk about Republicans. Because I used to talk about Trump Republicans and then regular Republicans, because I think of regular Republicans as, like, you know, Dean Phillips, even though he's a Democrat today, I think people would say, like, oh, maybe he's a Republican. I don't know. Tim Pawlenty. Tim Walz before the old Tim Walz. You would say, like, those are your moderates of the party. Today, the Republican Party is Donald Trump. And it is, I mean, you have the Lisa Murkowskis and Susan Collins of Maine. But that's two people. Like, who is the mainstream Republican in Minnesota? I mean, maybe you have, like, some of the old Pawlenty crew, right? Like the Brian McClungs, who is a political analyst and has his own PR firm. But as far as an elected official, I guess I can't think of anybody who isn't in the Trump camp. So guess what? There is no other camp. Republican Party is that. What is the Democratic Party? I don't know. I don't know.
And neither do they, by the way.
Well, yeah, I think that's the existential crisis they're facing. But the reality is this idea that you need a third party. Dean Phillips got rejected by his party. So when you get rejected and you say, well, we need a third party. I don't know. I don't know. I doubt. I am very dubious that that is what people want for multiple reasons. But the main one being that forging a third party requires people to start at zero and figure out what their convictions are. And I don't think most people want to do it. I just don't. I think it's a lot easier to line up behind whatever your parents were or line up behind whatever your neighborhood is. And you pick a couple issues and you're like, well, I'm a Democrat because of these issues. I'm a Republican because of these issues. We are not. Now, yes, there are structural issues that prevent a third party from being able to really get rocking. But I think beyond those structural issues, we have American issues. We don't want to do the work. And you can't just count on a savior to run for president, because then you get the Jesse Ventura effect, where you have a third party leader and nobody who wants to support him in the legislature. And it becomes a challenge. Let's see what Kevin and Anoka thinks. Kevin's on the CCO Talk and Text Line. Kevin, am I wrong on this thing? What do you think?
I will donate 10% of my income. I will door knock. I will mail flyers. We have communist light and communist bat crazy. One party's running us off a cliff at 300 miles an hour, and the other one's doing it at 225. They're both literally worthless.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that way. But then how do you actually build it? You know what I mean? Is it enough to have a charismatic leader at the top who becomes sort of that, you know, the Jesse Ventura, the Ross Perot, back dating myself to go back to that race? Like, how do we, the actual work of building a political party and building coalitions and having ideas and deciding where you're going to land? I don't know. I'm highly skeptical.
We don't need any new ideas. If it's not in the Constitution, the federal government needs to get out. 80% of what we do is transfer money to somebody else. That is literally 80% of the budget. None of that is in the Constitution.
Well, we all want to transfer money to somebody else if it's something we want, right? We want to transfer the money and we want to support the military. We want to have strong police force. We want to have, food for people who are hungry. Like, we're all for the transfer of wealth if it's our issue.
Literally everything the federal government has touched in the last 150 years has gone down the toilet.
I don't know that I agree with that. I feel your anger, Kevin. I do. Thank you for calling. Kevin, I think, does summarize. Like, if we were to poll Minnesota, I think what Kevin is saying emotionally is where a majority of us are. And then the next step, do we really want to, like, who are you going to get together with? So what's the issue if you're a Republican looking for another way? And maybe this is a topic for another day. If you're a Republican looking for another way, or a Democrat looking for another way, what's the issue that's going to motivate you? Because abortion is pretty strong on the right. On the left, abortion is pretty strong on the left. Are we done with that issue? Can we go back to a time when there were pro-life Democrats and pro-choice Republicans? I don't know. I mean, no. I don't think so. And if you can't get past that, I don't know how you actually forge a coalition for a third party to get it going. Appreciate everybody's text. Very good stuff. We are, I did bring up Mom Dami, which brings us to our next guest in just a minute. What a amazing social media campaign for the New York mayoral election, where just this afternoon we got the final results from the ranked choice voting, where he won that primary. So was it the social media or was it the message? We'll talk about that, among other things, including ChatGPT in your kids' toys? Are you ready for that? Greg Swan explains the internet in a minute here on CCO.